From the far reaches of the imagination, where space and time collide into the uncertain threads of the future, there are tales of wonder and the unknown told in Future Tense. Stage Struck Audio Theater brings you Future Tense, the show that explores the darker shadows of tomorrow that could be. Tonight's episode, Something for the Pain.
We have another one.
I just finished with the last one.
She's flatlined twice.
Approval to resuscitate?
I wouldn't have brought her here if she wasn't. She'd be in the morgue.
Okay, Turney, I hear you.
Sorry. It's been awful trying to keep her breathing.
Adrenaline?
Both times.
Plug her in.
It's another synth head.
Surprise, surprise. How much is in her system?
Scan shows 12 grains.
12? It's a wonder she's even breathing.
We've tried a flush of the blood cells, but the junk had already bonded with her cell structure.
This stuff is vicious. Give her a 10cc shot of Garvadin.
Yep, on it.
That might take the edge off just enough for us to pump in some replacement white blood cells.
How's the supply?
Low. The med center's loaded with people just like her.
Synth is cheap. Or at least that's what I hear.
And we thought the opioid problem of the last century was bad.
The drug has reached the heart.
Hit her again.
I don't think she's strong enough.
I don't know what else to try.
One more shot and we could explode her heart.
We will explode her heart. Don't even think about it.
What about hooking her up to a stasis machine and try and slow this down?
Too far gone. I could tell that when you first brought her in.
We could go ahead and flush her systems.
All right, try it. Enter in the artery in her leg.
Yep.
Slow it down, Turney. Too fast. Slow it down.
Yeah, got it, Dr. Ares.
Keep it steady.
I'm at 40.
Drop it to 35.
Are you sure?
Yes. Do it, please, Turney.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see your vitals.
Heart stop.
Light her up.
One more time.
Law says we can only do it one more time. Come on, girl, come on.
Doctor.
Now.
No, no, doctor, what now? How about another shot?
She's gone. Mark the time of death at...
I'm sick to death of all of this.
I know, Turney. I know. I am too.
It is estimated at nearly 250 million synth addicts in the world today. With nearly 1,000 dying every day, the statistics are adding up against a possible deterrent for the pandemic of addiction. Congress has enacted a bill to push for more funding, but will this be too late? Prosecution of synth pushers is also gummed up in the overloaded judicial system. Until a way is discovered to stop the addiction, many more of the Earth's citizens will suffer to this horrible problem. When we return, the new Hollywood virtual tour of the stars' homes.
Off. Turn it off.
Before you say anything, I know.
Turney and I lost another one.
I know.
And then as soon as she died, 7 more came in with 4 dying.
I know. I've read the report, Samantha.
I should have stayed on the family farm.
An attempt at humor.
I wasn't joking. This isn't what I went into medicine for.
I'd say blame it on the times we live in, but I know that won't help.
No, it won't. I want a solution.
You and millions of others.
Dr. Gardner, you have got to set up a different protocol for the dealing with those coming into the med center.
We're working on it, but... it's the same as using a piece of gauze on a sliced artery.
I get it, but we have to do something.
It's in the hands of law enforcement right now.
It's not the dealers of the synth. It's the manufacturers.
They've found a way to produce it quickly and cheaply. They can move a synth lab in a hurry if they get a whiff of the law coming after them.
That's in their court. We have other concerns.
We can't find anything that will deter the initial cravings after the first hit is taken.
We need a cure.
A cure? Don't joke.
Again, I'm not joking. Why is that so far-fetched? Medical science has cured other things.
This is a drug addiction we're talking about. And to synth. It's the most addictive substance we've ever seen.
What about your contacts in the government?
I'm on the vid with them every single day. No one has any answers.
We need a radical, audacious idea right now, Dr. Gardner.
I agree with you. And if I had one up my sleeve, I would produce it in a heartbeat.
I know you would. I'm at my wit's end. I'm exhausted. My job has become trying to stop people from dying from this and failing nearly every time.
You've been here too long. Take a couple of days.
To do what? Only stew all over this. It's consuming me.
I realize that. That's why I'm telling you to take a couple of days.
I'd rather work my regular shifts.
If that's what you want. You'll only burn out, and we can't afford to have a doctor of your quality do that.
Find a cure. Put some pressure on Congress. Make them see.
They see. Everyone does.
You don't have any other pressure you can exert?
I'm doing everything I can right now. I have been dealing with senators from—
But they aren't helping us. We're gonna lose millions more if something isn't done.
Samantha, yes. Yes, I know.
Sorry. I'll get out of here and stop bothering you.
It's all right.
If that were only true.
You and your entrances, you still know how to make them.
You're just easily impressed.
Is that a Mach 10 hovercraft?
What, this old thing? Yes, it is.
I'm sure you can guess as to why I called you.
You're hoping for some kind of miracle with the synth addiction crisis?
There's a stronger word for it than crisis.
So you want help?
I do.
From me?
From you.
I sense your desperation.
I hope you do.
You know, Doc, that I do not exist. I ghosted out of society 10 years ago to dedicate myself to my work.
We went to school together, Olive.
The only reason I left a channel of communication open with you is if I ever needed you for something, for a favor, not the other way around.
Then why are you here?
My brother died from being addicted to synth.
Steven.
It took him a month to go. I had the dealer atomized. I found the lab it was made in and had a, I shouldn't divulge that little nugget to you.
We're up against it. We've had over 1,000 die on us in the past 3 months in our med center.
I saw. I've kept up with your career.
It seems like this is all the doctors do now to treat synth addicts.
Legislation won't fix it.
I agree.
And you've tried every medical possibility?
We have.
Steven died 3 months back. I've only taken a recent interest in this.
What about that unit that you're a part of?
No. Out of the question, Dr. Gardner. Sorry, Michael. No use in us being formal about this.
I like it here. The desert, it's a good spot to meet.
The desert,
What?
An idea. It would take a bit of, how shall I put it, research on my part.
There are scientists all over the globe working on this. But even if anything is discovered, it could take years to get it out there on the market.
With millions having died in the interim.
A grim fact, but a true one. I don't want to bother you, Olive. I know that your life is complicated now with what you do, but...
Michael, it's all right. If I didn't want to stay in contact, I wouldn't have.
But this...
Yes, this. I have a trip to make.
Can I ask where?
You can.
Where?
I have someone to see at 51. Sorry to cut this short, but I should go.
I understand. Olive?
Yes.
51. Do I know it?
Sure you do. Area 51.
Final destination, Hanover Ship Yards.
Thanks.
17 credits.
Yep, got it.
Thank you. I look forward to serving your transportation needs.
This is not a safe place for us to be, Turney.
You wanted to find the source of the synth, didn't you?
I don't happen to carry a weapon as an everyday accessory. Do you?
Today, I do.
Where did you get that? You know what? Never mind. That's something I don't want to know. Put it away.
We may need it.
I'm a medical doctor. I'm not in the habit of carrying around a laser pistol.
Medical field or not, I do. Especially down here at the shipyards.
This is the most obvious place. It's out of an old movie.
Sometimes the most obvious is meant to be the least.
Okay. And your contact?
Supposed to meet us here.
Is there a password or something just as idiotic?
No. Samantha, take this seriously.
This is completely foolish.
You wanted to know where it's coming from.
Here?
This is just where the contact said to meet.
This cloak and dagger stuff is ridiculous. Just so you know.
You're making that quite plain. I get it already.
Over there.
Yeah. A green light. 3 flashes. 2.
1. I'd laugh if it weren't, so...
Samantha, this guy is dangerous. I treated him for a laser wound a couple years ago and we've stayed in contact.
He owes you. Is that it?
You could say that, but...
But what? He isn't reliable?
At the end of the day, he's looking out for his own interests.
Of course he is. Just like everyone else in this city. That's nothing new.
Come on. Behind this warehouse here.
I don't know what we'll do with this once we find out.
Turn it over to the proper authorities.
I'm sure they already know. They're not idiots. Maybe I'm interested in why the flow isn't being stopped.
If we knew, we may not like the answer.
You're probably right.
We stop here.
What's your guy's name?
He goes by Murphy, but I doubt that's his real name. I tried tracking him once, but didn't get very far.
Where did you treat his laser boss wound?
In a back alley.
Turney.
Don't ask. It was either that or lose both of my legs to a plasma cutter.
Why didn't you tell me?
Your colleague asks a lot of questions.
I can't see you. Step into the light.
Not gonna happen.
Hey, Murphy. How's your arm these days?
Good enough to still shoot a gun, which is what matters.
Hello, Murphy. I'm Samantha.
I'd rather not know your name, just in case.
In case what?
In case I'm ever asked. If I don't know it, the better off I'll be. You said something about synth.
Yes.
We want to know where the flow is coming from.
You think I know?
I thought we could at least start with you and see where that gets us.
As one of your own customers. Synth trafficking is a bit out of my trade. I don't move any of it and I stay out of the way of folks that do move it.
It's killing people. By the thousands.
I've seen that, yeah. It's too bad, and I mean that, I do. But this is an industry. There's a market for it, a big one. And people will continue to take the risk.
Where is the source?
Not in the city.
Where then?
I'm not sure getting patched up in the arm is enough for what you're asking me to share.
Murphy, this is me. I grew up in your part of the city.
You remind me every time we see each other, too. You don't live there now. You've upgraded. A lot.
So have you.
You don't know that.
Maybe I do.
I doubt it.
Another country?
If only.
It's manufactured in the States? That's not possible. A network would get found out.
Not this one.
Where, then?
Not sure. But I will tell what I've heard.
What's that?
Out west. In the desert. Whoever's making it and shipping it out has its main facilities out west in the middle of nowhere. Several of my comrades in arms, so to speak, made a trip to find out more about it and never came back.
How much is being moved?
I don't know. Don't ask any more questions. I really don't have the answers.
Murphy.
It's the truth. I don't mess with it. I never will. I've lost some friends to it. It's dirty and it's mean.
We want to stop it from coming in.
It's a nice dream, lady. It won't happen. We through here?
Yes. We're through. Thanks, Murphy.
Where are the...
You're wasting your breath. He's gone. We should get out of here. If Murphy didn't want to hang around here, neither should we.
Samantha, there you are. No offense, but you look like you've had it.
I have.
I saw Turney leave.
He got an emergency call on the east side.
He took one of the medical cruisers.
The call said there were about a dozen or so that needed medical treatment.
I take it the new Varvapan drug isn't weaning the addicts off of the synth.
It only takes the edge off, but just barely.
We've got crates of it in medical storage.
Is this the government's idea of giving us a helping hand?
Why don't you go home?
I'm so tired. I'm not sure I can.
Then go downstairs and grab a cot. We can't have you falling apart on us.
I want you to know something.
What's that?
Turney and I have been trying to find the source of the synth.
Law enforcement can't find that out. How are you going to?
I don't know if we will, but I wanted to do something.
I understand. I have been...
Dr. Gardner?
Nothing. I'm concerned too, about where it's coming from, but I don't know what you'll do with it even if you find out.
I have to know. A source of Turney said it's being manufactured out west.
Here?
Yes. I'm just as shocked as you are.
I thought it was an overseas designer drug.
It's domestic, which makes it even worse.
Excuse me, Samantha.
Doctor?
I have an errand to run.
You've come quite a ways to see me, Dr. Gardner.
I had no idea you'd be out in the Gardnia space station. I can't believe you got me clearance.
Technically, I didn't.
You mean I don't have clearance to be here?
You can be exactly where you're standing. You walk down this corridor, and you'd be a criminal.
Olive!
I wish I was joking, Doctor. My superiors were less than thrilled about you coming up here. I convinced them otherwise.
Why couldn't we have made contact on Earth through conventional means? Or meet back in the desert?
My work is here for now. It's best for us to visit face to face.
The synth.
I've got people working on it.
I appreciate that. But I've gotten word that it's being made domestically.
Yes.
You knew that?
We do know that.
Who's behind it, Olive?
That we don't know. We have agents working on it.
Our thinking was that it was being produced overseas and being shipped in as a way of undermining the country.
That was our thought as well, in the beginning. There's something else going on.
What? Can't you tell me?
We don't know, and that's the truth.
What about 51?
Don't.
Don't what?
Don't mention that here, or anywhere. Just don't. It's best not to.
Are there any developments?
There are, but it's too soon.
This is a pandemic.
Who doesn't know that?
Yes, I apologize. The medical community is strapped for assistance, and the new drug, Varvapan, isn't working like the government hoped.
It wasn't designed to stop the addiction.
Then what?
To ease the pain.
The pain? Of what? Oh, I see. Of dying.
Now you understand where the government is on this.
The helplessness is overwhelming. Some of my best people are exhausted and are getting completely discouraged. I'm afraid some of them might turn to synth as a way out.
It's a possibility, I'm sure. All I can say to you now is that if I have anything, I will come find you.
Olive.
That's all I can offer at this time. I wish it was more.
I know. I only wanted to say thank you. I appreciate your help and your time and, well, just thank you.
Anything for you, Doc. You should get back to your ship and head back to Earth. We're about to adjust the satellite's orbit.
I understand. I'll see you soon.
Here's hoping.
I'm glad I brought my laser pistol.
I had no idea this is where they lived. We could have brought security guards with us.
Too late now.
You're sure about Murphy's info on this?
We're here to find out.
Please, don't kill anyone.
If I can help it.
Is there anyone here?
Let me try again.
Great.
Hold on.
You have a retinal card? How did you get that?
Murphy.
How did he get it?
I decided not to ask him. Are you ready? I'll lead in through the door.
This is ridiculous.
No questions. Ready?
Okay. Go. Don't go shooting, Turney.
No one's here.
Wrong. Over here.
They're all... You gotta be kidding me. They're dead, all of them.
It gets worse. These wounds were made by a railgun.
A railgun? How do you even know about those? They're illegal.
I saw them when I did medic work in China.
They're awful. These guys are torn to pieces. I don't understand. They're absolutely illegal.
Except for the government. They've got soldiers using them. Have been for years.
What does that mean?
I think we found the source of the synth. And it's the worst answer possible.
Hello? Is someone here? Nope. But someone has been here. Hello. Hologram projector drive.
I didn't have the time to stay and talk with you, Michael. Things are moving quick on my end. It's complicated. In your desk, you'll find a solution encased in coolant. Call it gene therapy. I'm not allowed to tell you, but I owe you, so I'm going to tell you. Everything you've heard about Area 51 is true. Well, most of it. Not going into too much detail, but the military began collecting alien specimens in the middle of the 20th century. They were housed in the Area 51 facility.
You have got to be kidding me.
The tech has been integrated into every area of our lives. Power, fuel, transportation, and medicine.
No!
It's shocking, I realize. And I'm sorry I'm just a recording and not able to have a conversation with you about this. Gene therapy with alien tissue has been going on all over the globe. Everywhere, but here. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless you decide to use what I've given you. It's a good supply, and you'll see immediate results. Positive results. Those that are treated will get off the synth. We're working on an aerial dispersal for this.
Olive, no!
It's been tested. Use it or don't. It's up to you. Save lives with something completely radical and possibly unethical, or you let more people die. Last thing, You can't synthesize more of it, as you have to have alien genetic tissue. If you use it, I'll know, and I'll get more to you. Sorry, I can't say more.
Olive, why would you do this to me?
It must be a full moon.
Dr. Gardner is coming down.
I need 3 more gurneys.
We're out.
Samantha!
I know!
Dr. Gardner.
Here, start administering.
What is it?
Don't ask, just do it.
I'm not about to go injecting—
Yes, you will, Samantha. We are going to see if it works or not.
I can't. With all good judgment going around with something like that, you—
Then start counting up the corpses.
And what if it doesn't work?
We count them anyway. I know it's against regulations and everything that we stand for. No, it hasn't been approved by any agency.
About that.
Later, attorney. We have other things to attend to.
It will most certainly cost me my career.
And mine?
Maybe.
Do you trust in it?
I trust in where it came from. And who it came from. If you don't do it, I will respect that. But I'll get someone who will.
Give it here. At this point, what is there left to lose?
All right. Give it here.
The synth addiction pandemic that has so gripped this country and around the world is now in what some doctors are calling in a miracle decline. The numbers of those dying from the addiction have fallen by 60%. Some medical professionals are claiming that the numbers affected by synth addiction could reach near 0 in 2 years. However, it is to be noted that medical specialists are not revealing the source of the cure.
A miracle.
Possibly.
Are you sure, Samantha, about what you found a few weeks ago? Men killed by railguns?
The wounds were consistent.
And they were synth suppliers that a contact of Turney got us in touch with.
You know what you're saying.
The government is behind the production. That's my theory, anyway.
I like conspiracy theories as much as the next guy, but...
Everything that we found points to a government-run agency behind the production of the synth.
But why?
And now we have the cure to the addiction from your contact. A government agent?
I don't get it.
None of us had the time to even ponder this, with all the medical emergencies.
And the drug we used?
I won't tell you. I can't.
That bad, is it?
Don't we all have some rounds to be making about now?
Dr. Gardner, whatever it is it going to be worse than what we just went through with the synth addiction?
At this point, I don't know. The order of the day is to monitor our patients as closely as possible. Blood, respiratory, external changes—
External? Should we be looking for something?
And genetics.
Genetics? Why would we be monitoring? What have we done to them?
Just monitor and report anything anomalous.
I'm beginning to freak out a bit over here, Doctor.
Now you know what I've felt for the past few weeks. Let's go make our rounds.
Hubble coordinates.
6, 5, 3, 3, 2, in sector. XPY.
Object trajectory.
0.2 parasec away from Pluto.
They've sped up.
It would appear so.
Contact.
Comm signal has been open for over a month.
And still nothing?
Nothing. Should I report?
Compute all distances and projected arrival date.
Several scenarios?
Yes. We need to predict this as close as we possibly can.
It is Dr. Michael Gardner.
Ah, I've been waiting for his call.
Should I send a reply?
Yes, a polite one. But by now, he's starting to wonder about the fallout of what we've given him. He wants answers.
Will you give them to him?
In my own time. There's nothing he can do at this point.
Message sent.
Computations, and then we'd adjust Hubble to keep them in view.
Understood.
I'm telling you, the genetics aren't anything I've seen. Look!
Is this a DNA scan of...
3 patients. What are you looking at?
I see splicing of some kind taking place. I don't recognize the code.
Me neither. I've checked every database we have access to.
Pretty much everywhere on the planet, then.
Except the government's top clearance. And guess what? Those DNA genomes aren't anything animal on this planet.
Wait a minute, Samantha. Meaning what?
You tell me.
This just entered the land of science fiction.
There you are.
Ah, I see you've been checking out the genomes on the patients.
Some of them.
What is going on? What does this even mean?
You're both smart. You tell me.
You don't know?
Not officially, but I have an idea.
What is it?
If it isn't native to this world...
It's native to another? But how?
The science fiction stories are true.
Our government has been aware of alien life for decades? Is that it?
They've known since the middle of the 20th century. They've had biological specimens.
Tissue? Meaning DNA? Did you know that we were giving the patients this when—
Yes, I did, Samantha. Before you say anything, I will turn myself in and immediately resign.
Why? They're getting better.
He has broken every code of medical ethics ever written.
But they are getting better.
At what cost?
This is all on me. This is what I get for trusting my contact.
Let me repeat. They are getting better. The addiction is broken.
For what purpose?
That's the question to ask. The genetic code is blending into the patient's own, which means that there should be noticeable changes in their characteristics.
Biologically speaking.
And who knows what else.
But why?
I have a theory, but I need to verify it.
Meaning what?
That you two will be on your own. Do what you can for our patients, but forget we've had this conversation.
The truth is going to come out.
That's right. And when it does, it probably won't matter. Not at that point.
What are you talking about?
Never mind. I'm meeting my contact tonight. You won't see me again.
But Dr. Gardner...
Michael!
You won't see me again.
The look on your face tells me you're disappointed in me.
How could you tell?
You've figured it out.
They're coming. Whoever they are, you've known about it for a long time.
Decades. Some of our boys in Area 51 were able to make their tech work and figured out they were sending an invasion fleet.
An invasion fleet? It sounds too ridiculous to even say.
And yet, here you and I are. I'm taking you with me, Michael.
I thought you were going to plant me in the desert. Right about there, by that cactus.
You? Never. You can help us.
With more synth production?
That was just a ruse to get the DNA serum in legitimately. Otherwise, we have to spray the masses, which would be a bit obvious.
How many of us will make it?
Hard to say at this point. But just so you know, they're edging toward Neptune as we speak.
So, we're preparing for...
colonization.
And those with the alien DNA get a chance at living? Is that it?
That's the theory. Are you in, or do you want to be planted by the cactus?
Since choice is off the table...
You have a choice, Michael.
Then I choose to go with you, and hope for the best.
That's all any of us can ever do. Let's go.
We hope you enjoyed Stagestruck Audio Theater's production of Future Tense, Something for the Pain. In the cast, as Samantha, Sierra Duarte. As Turney, Porter Jones. As Olive and the Ship's Computer, Emily Graves. As Newsman Ann Murphy, Brett Jones. And as Dr. Gardner, Austin Hancock. Script by Brett Jones. Stagestruck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.